Molly Jane Brickley, you want to come up here? Shem and Noel Hatfield of the Hatfield clan have signed up to be foster parents. If you guys want to come up here as well. They've gone through classes, and they have just, as of this last Friday, gotten their first long-term placement. Tristan, is that his name? Nice to meet you, Tristan. 12-month-old, and Shem and Noel now have 3.5-year-old, 2-year-old, 12-month-old, 7-month-old. So pray for them. And like I said, I would just wish we could get some more kids in here. Molly's going to share just something on her heart.
I would love a prayer for the Hatfields today. And while I was thinking about it, just some things came to mind about foster care and just kind of wanted to share what we've experienced so far in this last year with Jemilin. But it is an unnatural thing, foster care. Parents are supposed to love and care for their babies. But because of addiction, because of sin, that cannot always happen. And so it's an awkward thing. So what I've noticed is people don't quite know how to talk to us about it and what it entails. And most of the time, adoption is asked about. And that's not necessarily our goal. So it's also awkward because we have no idea. They got Tristan this past week. They have literally no idea how long he will be with them. The state could pull literally at any time, or they could have him for the rest of his life. But it is just literally a day-to-day thing. There's core every 3 months. There's home visits once a month. There's lots and lots and lots of doctor's visits and therapy visits that they are now entering into. These first few months, I think, are definitely the hardest and where they would need the most support as they try to adjust to this. And having someone who, 12-month-old, who's mostly, from the police reports that we've read, mostly has only experienced neglect and abuse. And so bringing that into your home, it's a whole ordeal, especially with your own children. So it's uncomfortable, it's awkward, but as followers of Jesus and in this kingdom, we're supposed to do things that are look upside down and that counterintuitively, we want to protect ourselves. And what these kids need more than anything else are people who are willing to attach to them. There are some, if there's not attachment made, especially in those first 3 years, it creates lifelong attachment disorders that would plague them for forever, keeping them from being able to have their own family because of how their brain is formed. So Shem and Noel willing to take him in and make an attachment, even though he could be gone soon. That is what these kids desperately need. I said what they desperately need is a chosen people, a royal priesthood, sojourners on this earth who can see past this brief time on earth, who follow Jesus, who follow a Jesus that was willing to love whatever the cost. So, and also, I mentioned that before, but that our goal is not necessarily adoption with foster care. Our first hope and prayer is that these parents come into full regeneration in the person of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We want generational curses to be broken, and we want families to be reunited in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. So they have to have that. These children are not safe with them during this time, but our above and beyond seeming impossible prayer is that they would come to know Jesus and that they would be disciples and could be reunited. So that's our first hope. That's our first goal. And if that is not what happens, then we will bring them in as their forever family.
It's like an advertisement. Yeah. Foster care.
I know. So we have begun the adoption process with Jemilin. Rights were terminated in April, but his mom is still someone so deeply on our hearts And it has truly been a grieving process of watching this boy who he loves so much being cut off from his mother. Yeah. And we're so willing to come in and help and take that, but not be their rescuers, not be their saviors, but to walk, say, we can walk alongside you in this pain. Yeah. That's it.
So we love Shem and Noel. If you would commit to praying one time this next week for Shem and Noel as they begin this journey for wisdom or provision, would you say amen? One time this next week, just as you think about them, pray for them. I'd like to, if you guys could just walk right there in the middle, I'd like to have Molly pray over them. Anyone who has been involved with foster care, would you mind coming out here and just laying hands on them? Anyone who's the Lord has stirred your heart. I know several people in here have been a part of that. You lay hands on them, and Molly's just going to pray for them, and then we will pray for them this week.
Jesus, thank you so much for Shem and Noel Hatfield. Thank you for Joy and Benaiah and Hope, and now Tristan. And Father, I just thank you that they have said yes to what seems pretty crazy in their lives right now. And it is not good timing for them. But they chose to say yes to what you're calling them to do. And we just know that you are for the fatherless, that you are for the helpless and the hopeless. Yes. And so I just thank you and proclaim that you are for Shem and Noel in this time. Lord, we do pray for Tristan's family. We ask in Jesus' name that they would come to know you, that they would choose Jesus over meth, Jesus over addictions, Lord. And we do pray for full reuniting of their family.
Yes.
We pray for perseverance for Shem and Noel during this time. I do ask for it to be an easier transition than they were thinking, that the three biological kids would adjust well, and that at these very young ages that they would have a heart for the orphans, that they would be opening up their heart. Lord, I just pray for the body around Shem and Noel, that we would know how to love them and how to care for them. Just ask that we would each be obedient when they come to our minds to pray for them and to provide meals, to provide babysitting, words of encouragement. Lord, I do pray for lots and lots of dreams and visions to be given to them. And I do just ask for a day-to-day mentality for them. Just thank you for their daily bread. I ask that they would not live in the future, but just live right now. We do ask in Jesus' name for full healing over Tristan's mind and body, and that you would just make up for these last 12 months very quickly.
Yes,
God. And that he would grow up to be a full Jesus-loving man of you. God, yes, blessings God. And peace and joy over their home in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the heart. On this Father's Day, we are so grateful. He is a lover of the fatherless.